Hey everyone, welcome to the Balanced Dietitian podcast. I am your host, Marie-Pierre, and for all my English friends out there, you can call me Marie. I am a registered dietitian with a background in psychology. My passion in life is to help individuals heal their relationship with food and their bodies. If you're tired of dieting and tired of restriction, you are at the right place. I'm hoping that this podcast will help and support you as you heal your own relationship with food and your body, and give you the tools, the resources, and the knowledge that you need to finally ditch the diets. Every week, you will be hearing from guest experts and myself on all things food, body, and mind. I am so happy that you're here, and I cannot wait to support you on your journey. Let's get started. Hey everyone, welcome back to the Balanced Dietitian podcast. Today we have a bonus episode and I'm really excited about today's guest. We are inviting Jessica, who is a past program participant, to come talk to us about her journey. I adore these episodes and I know that they are the most listened to. I feel like living in diet culture, we often hear stories about weight loss and diets and all of these things, but we often don't really hear food freedom journeys or people who are no longer dieting and how that looks like. So I think it's so important to bring on my wonderful program participants who want to share their stories. So I hope this will inspire you. I know I was like talking with Jessica and just going through her story again. I know how common her struggles are, and I'm sure that this will be a really great inspiration for you. But before we get into the podcast episode, I did want to let you know that the Balance program is officially open for enrollment. The program will be open until May 31st at 11:59 p.m. Eastern time. So you have a few days to join us. The program is a six-month program designed to help you heal your relationship with food and your body. We will talk a little bit about a program during the episode, but what you need to know is that if you are ready to take on this journey, I am here to support you. I want to help you reach food freedom and body peace because you deserve it. So if you are interested, the link will be in bio, or you can go to www.thebalancedpractice.com/program to get more information and to see if this is the right fit for you. And if it is, you can apply to become a participant. On that note, my friend, I hope you enjoyed this episode. Hey, everybody, welcome back to the Balanced Dietitian podcast. Today we have a very exciting and very amazing guest, and I'm super pumped that she's on the podcast today. We welcome Jessica. I was going to say Martin just because you use her name as Martin. I was like reading on the screen. I'm like, wait, no, it's not Martin. It's Jessica. Who's going to come talk to us about her healing journey. So Jessica and I met like over a year ago now. We've had our year anniversary. And I'm so excited to have her on. So welcome, Jessica.
Hi, thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be doing this.
I'm really happy that you are here and that you're wanting to share and be vulnerable with everyone. Before we press record, we're just saying like these stories are the most popular episode. People love to hear stories of like other people going through this process.
Mm-hmm. And I think it's so good to hear from other people kind of that are on the other side of the process and the journey. Cause yeah, it can be scary. So it's so nice to hear people kind of thriving at the end of it.
Yeah, 100%. Oh, I'm so excited for this. So let's start from the beginning. So Tell us a little bit about your own journey with food and your body, like growing up in diet culture as we all do.
Mm-hmm. So kind of at the beginning, like as a child, I wasn't someone who thought a lot about food. I stopped eating when I was full. I was spirited. I talked a lot at the dinner table. I was like very confident. I was social butterfly. I was just very confident in myself. And I never really thought about food or my food choices. But then I, you know, I didn't really start feeling a certain way about my body until my brother actually struggled with his own body. At a young age, he was going to CHEO for his weight. So once that started, things changed in our household. There was all these recommendations from the dietitians at CHEO, and we went from eating one way to something completely different. And it was very much like with the times, like with the diet culture fads, you know, of like sugar, you know, low fat or sugar free and all these different things. And so we went from, I never really thought about food to, oh my gosh, now some foods are bad and we shouldn't eat these foods. And, you know, there's negative repercussions on your health or your body or the way you look or how much weight you gain and all this stuff. So I didn't really think about it until then. And then I got into this weird sort of situation where I was living in a smaller body and my brother was living in a larger body, and I almost felt like better, you know? So I started having these thoughts around like, well, you know, hearing about how, you know, he needed to do something with his body, and but mine was good, right? And mine was an appropriate sort of weight. And then I started, so I started to just think really highly of myself and my body. But then when I hit puberty and things changed, you know, as a young woman, I hit puberty also very early, first in sort of my friend group or in my grade. So my body changed very drastically, what seemed like very quickly. And, you know, you get the hips and you get the boobs and everything. And I felt, I looked so much like a woman and everyone around me was still like a little girl. And there was so much criticism that came with that. And I just didn't know what to do with it. You know, like people would comment on the way my body looked, and that had never happened before. So then I became almost like hyper aware of my body and how it was very different from everyone. Just because I had matured a lot quicker, like my body just changed more than everyone else around me. So that was sort of the beginnings, the beginnings of now listening to diet culture and starting to think like, maybe I do need to lose weight, or I need to be smaller to be more like my friends. You know, their pant sizes are smaller than mine. And when we go shopping at the mall, I feel kind of different and outcasted, I guess would be the right word. But I didn't really do anything about it. It was definitely a thought, you know, something just in my mind, in my brain, you know, living with other women as well in my life. My mom was sort of dieting throughout her adult life. She didn't always make it obvious, but I always, you know, caught on the Herbalifes and of the sort, you know, that kind of thing. And so I was noticing all these like women around me, like changing their bodies, dieting, and it really got me thinking like, well, maybe that's what I'm supposed to do as well to kind of fit in better. So it didn't really, I didn't start actually dieting though, until about the middle of high school or towards the end of high school. And that's when, you know, there was a big focus for me on exercise and moving my body, and not always in joyful ways. I was never much of a sporty person growing up, but I really, at this point in my life, forced myself to, you know, just exercise a bunch. And then I also started restricting food, and that's where it got kind of messy, for sure. I started spending a lot more of my time on that, and just, you know, under the guise of like eating healthier and doing all this for my health and, you know, wanting to be healthy, I was restricting and exercising a lot. Mm-hmm. And then it just really spiraled once I left home and went to university. I felt like it became almost also like a control thing, where I felt like now I was in control of my life basically in my body. And, you know, I was going to be living alone and I would be able to, you know, buy my own groceries and decide what I was putting in my body, as opposed to when I was living with my parents. So I really felt compelled to change myself. And like, I was really in the driver's seat. But through that, and, you know, the continued behaviors of the exercising, the restricting, I also developed an eating disorder, which I did not sort of learn about until many years later that that's what was actually going on. But I struggled with binge eating for probably about 6 to 7 years. Throughout university, my whole university career, my various degrees, and, you know, so a large period of time. And intermixed with all the binging was also some pretty intense restriction, which I later learned, you know, was likely one of the main causes, right, of the eating disorder, right, of the actual binging. But the calorie counting, weighing food, MyFitnessPal, I literally, you know, I did it all. And the goal was really to lose weight and shrink my body. And as many people know, and I'm sure people listening as well, you know, initially there was weight loss and I was super happy about it and I was really praised for it, but it never lasts. And I was weight cycling, you know, large amounts of weight over those 6 and 7 years with my binging and restricting. And, you know, I would lose 10 pounds, gain 20, lose 30, gain 60. Like it was really intense, and it just made me feel so terrible, just so, so terrible. And just continually being praised every time I lost weight was making me continue, you know, those behaviors. And it always felt like a personal failure every time I would gain weight again. It would just feel like I did something wrong. It was my lack of willpower. You know, what am I doing wrong? So I would just switch to another thing and another thing and another thing. You know, what can someone sell me here to fix this? And it just never worked. You know, it never worked at the end. So here I was, you know, 6 to 7 years struggling with an eating disorder, which I didn't know, you know, is one that I had, coupled with, you know, some very intense restriction and disordered eating behaviors. And I was just super unhappy with myself, with the way I looked, and feeling really, really just stuck, I guess.
Yeah. First of all, thank you so much for sharing your story. I feel like people are going to listen and just nod the whole time around being like, oh my goodness. There's so many gems in what you were saying around how diet culture really harms us, and from a really, really young age in different ways. Something that you've mentioned with your brother growing up, it's really interesting, right? Because oftentimes we think like diet culture only impacts people in larger bodies. But the truth is that a system of oppression impacts everyone. And like, you have that lived experience of like, your body was quote unquote normal. It was fine. It was okay. It was adequate. And we still internalize the belief that like, and it needs to stay for here forever, because as soon as it gets out of this little tiny mold that society has built, I'm no longer good. Mm-hmm. All right. So our worth is like built around this part. And we're like, oh, wait a minute, my body's going to change through life. Yeah. And what happens to my own worth? Yeah, that's like super, super tough when we think of this like system of oppression that unfortunately we live in. And I like too how you were talking about the perceived control in university, mm-hmm. where we often feel that when we're on a diet, we have control. When we get to choose everything that we put into our body, we're disciplined, we're motivated, it's control. But really, truly, it's controlling us because it feels so heavy.
Absolutely. Yeah. And all it did, you know, with all that extra control that I thought I had over my body, was just make me become so far away from my own self, like mm-hmm. my own feelings and sort of natural processes, right? I had no more hunger cues, no more satiety cues, and just felt so disconnected from myself, that I didn't know that it was possible to, like, I forgot, like, what it was like to not try to control your body all the time, you know, and force it to do something that it clearly did not want to do.
Right, right. And, like, we're just taught that, like, no, of course you cannot trust your body. Like, what do you think? Like,
you got to
have that extra control.
Right, you got to trick it, right? Like, that was always the thing. It was like every 4 weeks you got to trick it or something, or it gets too comfortable, right? Like, which is so the opposite of what your body wants, right? It just wants to be chill and, you know, comfortable, but new. Diet culture tells us that we need to trick our bodies and not listen to them, which is just crazy.
Which is crazy when we look back and we think at our younger self going through that, and you're like, man, if I could, like, whisper in my ear, tell myself, this is BS, run away.
There's so much I wish I would have told myself. I would have saved myself years and years of, like, struggle, and it's just so much sadness. You know, when your worth is attached to what you look like, it can be really difficult. But I also think, in a way, I wouldn't have gotten to where I am now if I didn't experience all those things as well. So in a way, I'm also, like, just so compassionate for my former self, and there's so much love going to her.
Oh, I love that so much. And the last point I'm going to talk about before we move on to, like, what got you to want support is that binge restrict cycle. I think a lot of people, when we get stuck in this phase of, like, feeling either out of control, overeating or binge eating, we blame the food, we blame overeating and binge eating. Like, we're so fast to be like, I hate the fact that I'm binging, I hate the fact that I'm overeating, because it feels uncomfortable physically, mentally, psychologically, all of it. But it's when we kind of, like, break it apart and you're like, okay, but that's our survival mechanism that's happening right now. Like, this is your body pushing you to eat because it's the response of restriction, right? Our body is much smarter than we are. So we continue to restrict, and then we get this binge. Like, I remember it was the same for me. Like, when I was restricting, I'm like, it's all fine, it's all good. But it's those times that you're like, oh, but the issue is binging. You're like, okay, wait, no, the binging is the symptom. It's the response.
Right. Well, yeah, you turn to, like, blame yourself. You're like, I'm the problem, right? Like, it's my fault that I'm binging. Like, you know, like, I don't have enough willpower to stop this. Maybe if I don't, you know, buy this food and put it in my house, like, that'll stop me from binging, you know, or and then, yeah. So it's just, you, it's so frenzied. It's so, like, when I look at those behaviors that I used to do, it is so clear to me that it's like a mental health condition, you know, that, like, it just seems so out of my own head, if that makes sense. Like, nothing seems to make sense.
Well, it makes a lot of sense, because once you're on this side and you're like, oh, here, that's... I see it, like, I see the pattern, I understand it. But when you're in it, it feels so different. Like, it feels like there's so much ownership on you and failure. And, like you said, like, we get praised for when your body's smaller. So obviously we kind of think that, like, it getting bigger is wrong, because we don't get compliment on our body getting bigger. So there's all of these, like, intertwined stuff that happens that makes us feel like I'm the issue, I'm the failure. And it's also super isolating that we're like, and I'm the only one who really struggles with this, right? Everybody else got it figured out.
It absolutely feels like that. You feel like, what is wrong with me? Like, why is everyone normal and I'm not? You know, and it's super isolating. And even, you know, I'm sure I'll have family members or friends listen to this podcast, and I'm sure many of them will be surprised even to find out about some of these struggles that I had. Even my own partner that I've been with for over 10 years, sometimes when we talk about, you know, my past behaviors, he'll be like, wow, I didn't even know that you did that. And it's like, yeah, because you keep so much of that so close to yourself. Like, you don't want to drag other people into it. You don't want to bring them, you know, sort of to your spots of, like, pain and embarrassment and shame. And there's so much wrapped into it that you could be struggling and just feel so alone, because you likely are, right? And maybe in your own life. And then, I mean, so many people have this experience. So you're definitely not alone in the sense that there's so much shared experience here with eating disorders or disordered eating, but you can really feel isolated in your own life from the people that are close to you. You could be struggling and no one could know. And that was definitely the case with me, I think, is, you know, especially when dieting is so praised, people just think you're doing something good for yourself and for your health. But in reality, you could be really, really struggling.
Everything you say is 100% correct. It's such a common experience and also such a lonely experience, which is super weird because we don't talk about it because there's shame and embarrassment. So what made you decide to get support? Like, what was the point where you were like, all right, something's got to change. I need support through this.
Yeah. So I will say, and I hate to admit it now, but initially,
not like this.
Initially, my first, so before joining, you know, the Balance program, I did seek support from a psychologist, and it was initially another attempt at shrinking my body. So I thought if I was able to stop the binging, so really like address the binging, that I would be able to diet normally, right? Like whatever that means, normally, like other people, and I would be able to lose weight. So initially, you know, I was like, I've tried all of the fitness programs you can imagine, like all the big, you know, all the big names. I tried all the diets possible. But I haven't tried this, you know, I haven't tried kind of like a psychological approach here to weight loss. So that was my initial sort of entering, like wanting to seek support, because I was really struggling with the binging and really struggling with episodes of depression. Like I was just so down and depressed. And I was like, I need to do something about this because I don't know how much longer I can sustain, you know, these behaviors and just feeling the way that I'm feeling. So I was like, I'm going to go see a psychologist. So that was kind of the first step. And I suspected that I had an eating disorder. I Googled, you know, symptoms of eating disorders or disordered eating, and you know, what is binge eating disorder, all these things. And I was like, okay, well, I want to go speak to a professional and I want to be diagnosed properly and I want them to help me. So I sought out the help of a psychologist who specialized in eating disorders. So it's from an eating disorder, like clinic type situation. And I have mixed experiences there. I saw two psychologists and there was so much diet culture, you know, even entrenched in that. And I didn't realize at the time. So I think initially it did a lot more harm than it did good. I felt happy that I had a diagnosis. I felt, you know, that I was making productive sort of changes, but they never addressed sort of like the bigger picture of like, why, you know, do I want to lose weight? Like, where is this all coming from? And really separating like my worth from my body. None of that happened. It was sort of like helping me with the binge behaviors, but not working on like fear of weight gain or any of those other things. So what happened is initially I gained weight, right? And at that time in my life, that was not something that I was comfortable with. And I did not want that to happen. So I got really scared. And that's when I switched psychologists. I was like, okay, this lady's not working. I'm going to go see another person. And it was same sort of thing, like just diet culture messages, you know, coming at me. It was very all or nothing mentality, which was something I was trying to get away from. It was, you know, asking me or telling me essentially, you know, I should exercise a lot and all this stuff that I was trying to get away from. And there was something like deep inside of me that was like, wait, I don't think this is, I don't think this is what I'm looking for. And I don't think this is what I need to really help me. It just sounds like more of the same of what I already at that time in my life, like know about. So I need something different. So that is when I found you on Instagram, and I will say initially I followed you and you were saying some very controversial things on Instagram, and it really, like, you know, upset me. Initially I was like, what? That can't be true. What do you mean? You know, all this, like, of course, amazing stuff now that I'm like, yes, give me more. I love this. Feed me, feed my soul. But initially, when you're trying to lose weight and you're trying to, like, when you're so entrenched in diet culture, when you hear those messages that are like the opposite of what you know to be true in that point in your life, it's like very shocking and like scandalous and like, oh my God, like, how can you be saying these things? So I followed you, but like very cautiously. And I was like, but like, you're saying I don't need to lose weight? Like, what? You know, or like, that's not my life goal. What are you saying? And
wait, so I was not put on this planet to shrink my body.
Right? I am not. What? This is news.
Like, it's my time?
Yes. News to me, you know, like, so still having that kind of, you know, initial motivation of like, I'm going to try to lose weight, like through, you know, psychology, like through psychological help. So those messages were not jiving with me at all, but I still followed you because I have a family member who is actually part of your team now, but at that time was not, because you had gone to school together. So I kind of found you through her, and I was like, okay, I'm going to give this a chance. It sounds different. So different. Maybe, just maybe, this might work, you know? So around the same time, you know, maybe a few months after I started following you, you put a emotional eating workshop on Facebook. Like, I joined a workshop, and I was so, like, coming out of that workshop, I felt so understood, if that makes sense. Like, everything you were saying and other people in the comments, like, we were all just like resonating with everything you were saying. And I was like, okay, this person gets it. Like, she gets it, you know. And I investigated more into the services you offer, you know, and having such a terrible experience with my other, you know, professional support team. I was like, okay, maybe I need to try someone else here. And I saw that you had a background in psychology, that you were a dietitian. And I was like, okay, so it's kind of like best of both worlds here. I've got like the psychology aspect, I've got the dietitian aspect, like, we're gonna do this. Still thinking, right, like, I'm gonna lose weight. Right. That was still my goal. But I decided to kind of give it a chance and join you know, the balanced program. And it was scary. It was 6 months. I didn't know how I felt about this. But I was willing to commit, and I was willing to do something different to get the support that I so desperately needed, you know, that I felt like I wasn't getting with the other people I was seeing. And I was just kind of, I keep saying desperate, but I was desperate. Like, I really felt like I needed something different. So that's what kind of made me initially reach out for support. It was a long journey to finally, you know, get there. Yeah. But it really came out of like desperation and really just a huge struggle that I was willing to move past. You know, I wanted something different for my life, something different for myself. And I just wanted to feel better.
Yeah. And first of all, thank you for sharing all of it. Because I think it's true. I think for a lot of people, when you first hear these types of messages that are like anti-diet and body positive and health at every size and weight inclusive, you're like, this is, I remember when I first learned about diet culture and I'm like, mind blown. Like, how is this a thing? And so it's normal, I think, when you hear that, it takes time. Like, I always think about like the healing process. Like, before you actually start healing, it's this piece of like, okay, wait, maybe it's not right. There needs to be something different. Okay, this is different. Like, how do I feel about this? So I think that's super common. Like, I've had people who like message me like, I don't understand nothing that you're saying, but it also feels kind of good. Like, I don't know. So I think that definitely is part of the process. And sometimes, I don't know if it's unfortunately or fortunately, we need to get to a point where like the pain is really high, when you're like looking at like, all right, I got options in front of me. I try something different and I don't know what the outcome may be, but it may be really good. Or I go back to what I already know that makes me feel really, really bad. Mm-hmm. So I also like see this as like this crossroad of like, it just sucks where I am right now. And if nothing changes, nothing changes. Mm-hmm. So it feels like you got to that point where you're like, all right, it feels scary. It feels different, but I'm going to try this different person with this that I've learned that is like, oh, bizarre.
These radical ideas, you know, about self-acceptance and connecting with your body. And I'm like, what? I'm not supposed to trick it all the time. What are you saying? This is crazy talk. But I was so ready. Like I was so ready to feel better for sure.
Yeah. Which is super, super cool. And to take the leap takes a lot of courage, I think, just because it is so different. And you're right, 6 months, it's like, I'm committing to this journey. Mm-hmm. Which can feel like a lot. And it's also 6 months because it has to be a lot. Like when you talked about like 6-7 years of struggling, like it won't be better in 2 weeks. It can't. Nope, it can't. It really can't, especially because we do a lot of our mindset work and our mind sometimes is stubborn. Mm-hmm. That way. And we're also entrenched in diet culture, which makes the work a little harder. So having that support for a longer period of time has to be there, but it is scary at first when you're like, all right, do I trust you first of all? And then can I do this for 6 months?
And that was, I feel like initially I was like, I can trust you. There was something about you. I was like, I don't know if it was because you were open about your own struggles with eating disorders and, you know, just your own story, that I was like, okay, I trust this person. There was something about you that I was so trusting in you. I was worried about trusting myself. Like that was the scary part. Mm-hmm. I've never committed to anything for that long in my life, you know, in terms of my own growth, with all my failed dieting attempts. I had such a sense of myself that I could never finish something that I started, and that I was a failure because I failed so many times. So for me, like looking 6 months ahead in the future, I'm like, can I even do that? Can I even commit to something for this long? You know, because it's that was scary to me. Like, can I even trust myself with this long-term sort of goal of beginning to heal myself?
Yeah. Oof, I love that so much. And that is such a good point of like, we broke the trust with our bodies and with ourselves through years of dieting. Mm-hmm. And because diets for most people, for 95% of people, don't last. Like they just don't, they go cycle. That we were like, can I commit to something longer than a month or two or a few weeks or whatever long the diet is? And I've heard that a lot of like, I'm scared that I won't be able to continue because with diets, we're not. Mm-hmm. But what's really cool with this type of journey is that there's no wrong way of reconnecting with yourself, right? It's really not based on those external stuff. It's really stuff cues. It's really coming back to yourself and mm-hmm. coming home to yourself. And there's no wrong way to do it, but it's scary regardless. Yes. Yeah. So how has the journey been for you since you've entered the program and you've really worked hard on healing your relationship with food and your body?
Oh boy. It is so much better. It's to the point that, you know, like you said at the beginning, we've known each other for like a year, a little bit over a year now. And it is, I'm always in awe of how much I have changed, you know, I don't want to say a year is a short period of time. It's definitely not, right? A year is still a long time.
But year in COVID is like double.
Yeah, exactly. It feels like, yeah, the past year has been like 5. But, you know, in the grand scheme of things and the amount of time that I had struggled, you know, with my body image, with my relationship to food, the fact that I'm at the place I am now, you know, a year and a bit later, is still mind blowing to me. You know, I'm no longer stressed about food, you know, like that's like such a huge change. I wasn't able to enjoy it, you know, before I wasn't able to enjoy food, just like doing the, you know, looking up the menus before you go to restaurants, you know, to see what are you allowed to eat, you know, like just that stress, like, oh no, there's going to be like a buffet or a potluck. What if I just eat everything there? You know, like just so much concern around food, being around it. It was like a scary thing. Whereas now I'm not stressed about food in the slightest. You know, I can keep food in my house. That in the past, I likely would have binged on, or, you know, would have tried to get rid of in, you know, the idea of like, well, I'm gonna start my new diet on Monday, so this can't be in the house, so I'm just gonna eat it all now, and then I'm gonna get rid of it, and then I'll be all good, right, to start my diet. That's no longer the thing. I feel so much joy when I come across something in my house that I forgot that I bought. It's like so mind-blowing to me that, you know, I can find foods that I really enjoy that I just have no idea that are in my house because I forgot about it, because I'm not constantly obsessed with the food that's in my house. I know that I can eat what I want, when I want. I can go buy it if I want it. I can keep it in my house. I don't need to eat it all. Like, just that, like, that relationship there now with food is so much better, dramatically better. And I don't think I would have been able to predict that, you know, a year ago. There's no way.
Yeah. I love that too. Like, that's like one of my favorite victories. And you're like, I forgot I have this food in my house because I don't feel so obsessed with it. And now I have it and it's like super enjoyable because we're not like so concerned that like we can't trust ourselves. Like, that is such a cool thing.
Yeah. And you can eat it until you feel satisfied and not like hurt yourself, you know, with it. Yeah. That's like amazing too. Like, wow, this is what this tastes like when I don't eat, you know, so much of it that I'm actually harming myself, you know, with my binging.
Yeah.
So I just enjoy food a lot more now, and I'm so much more into, you know, experiences with food. You know, I'm no longer scared to meet with friends and, you know, eat food because I'm not worried that I'm going to feel really guilty afterwards, you know, because I went over whatever my fitness pal said, you know, I'm supposed to eat in a day. So that's been amazing. Like, the relationship with food is so much better. And with my body, it's still a work in progress. And I think that's really common, right? Like, your relationship to your body is a hard one, is a harder one. But in that sort of realm, it's so much better. You know, I'm feeling so much more confident. I'm not feeling the need to kind of hide myself or miss out on experiences because of the way that I look, because my body, and I love this, I hear this all the time now on my nicely curated Instagram feed of all people that make me happy. But just this idea of like, I'm my body is the least interesting thing about me, you know, and like that has been such an eye opener for me, and realizing that like the people who are in my life and who love me do not love me because of my body, right? It doesn't matter what my body looks like. The most important thing is that, you know, I'm nourishing it, that I'm doing all the good things for it, which includes, you know, sleeping and moving it in ways that feel good to me and reducing my stress, keeping that stress down, and just like giving it all the good things and loving it, right, is all it really needs. And I don't need to change or shrink it for anyone else. And that includes myself.
Yeah, 100%. And so I think you're right with body image. Like, for most, I would say it's the harder piece to come through, right? Because often, like, even the food issues come from the body issues. Mm-hmm. And it's often with body where we start feeling unsafe and like we don't belong and all this stuff that comes with it. But that being said, you're right. Like, even if we're not, I mean, I don't want to say like body love, because I think like often people are like, to be have good body image, I need to love my body every day, where I don't think that's the case. Like, I think it's really focusing on, even if I feel discomfort, can I still take care of my body and know that my body is good? Mm-hmm. Right. Which is something that I think you've done so wonderfully, of like, even through body discomfort, that you're like, and I'm going to continue to show up today for myself, and I still deserve food, and I still deserve all these things, which is night and day.
Night and day. That's it. It's just a lot of gratitude for my body. And I think a lot of it has come with just the compassion towards myself of like, this body has been through it. Like, you know, like this body, I've mistreated it. I've tried to shrink it. I've completely ignored it. And yet it still shows up for me every single day and allows me to experience all the amazing things that I experience. And all it wanted this whole time was for me to let it be, right? And just like let it do its job because it knows what it's doing and I don't need to micromanage it. I don't need to control it. So it's just so much like compassion and compassion towards myself of just that, you know, I'm not a bad person for having fell victim, I guess, to diet culture, that it's a super, you know, it's this huge industry that really preys on people's insecurities and also creates them, right? Like also creates them and then benefits from it. So I have so much compassion for that person, you know, my former self, but also so much gratitude that my body has stuck with me throughout this whole journey. And it always is just trying to keep you alive and keep you safe. And you know, it does all the great things for you. So yeah, you know what, like there is uncomfort, you know, my body is uncomfortable. Sometimes there is that discomfort and, through my process, you know, it was difficult seeing my body change in ways that I didn't expect it to. And, but right, despite that, I'm so grateful for it. And have known, you know, sort of desires now to do anything other than let my body do what it needs to do, which I think is fantastic and so different.
Which I think is like hashtag goals for everyone. Because yeah. I think, I don't know, I may be wrong. Sometimes I'm wrong, but I think that it would be not impossible, but I think everybody who lives in diet culture will have bad body image days. It's just fact, no matter your body size, no matter where you're at. We live in a society that puts so much pressure that sometimes even if you're healed and you're doing all the work, there's some days that you're like, meh.
Absolutely.
And that's okay, right? Because I even think that like the relationship to your body, like a relationship to a person, like you can love your partner and some days you're like, man, you suck today.
Yes.
Right? But it we're is, not going to like take the food away from him.
No. Oh my gosh. No. No,
we're going to continue to feed them.
Absolutely. It's that like unconditional sort of, yes. You know, love. I like think about, I once read somewhere, and it was specifically around exercise, but I think like the same, you know, you can draw the same sort of analogy to your own body image. But if you have a dog, let's say, and your dog does something bad, are you going to like ignore it and not take it for a walk and not feed it and not take care of it? Of course not, right? You just kind of are mad at your dog, but you continue giving it all the things it needs to survive because that is your role, right? As like the caretaker of the dog. And I think it's the same with your body. Like if you're angry at your body for whatever reason, right, whatever the reason is, you still got to take care of it. You know, it's like, that's your role.
Yeah. And we get to take care of our body.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. It's a huge privilege, I feel like, to be on sort of this side of the journey and feel all this gratitude and compassion for myself and my body.
Yeah. And how much like brain space do you have?
Oh my God. Oh my God. That's like the biggest, that's also one of the biggest changes is like diet culture takes up so much space in your brain when you're doing all those behaviors and the calorie counting and the meal planning and the planning your, you know, your workouts and then feeling bad that you didn't do the workouts exactly the way you said you were going to do it and shaming yourself. And you're just constantly, constantly, constantly thinking about it. And I don't think about that stuff now. And I'm so happy for it. Like so much less stress in my life, so much more room to think about other things and to think about people other than myself as well. Like it is also a very like self, you know, all consuming thing when you're really trapped, you know, in that diet culture mindset. Whereas now I have so much free brain space for all sorts of fun things.
I love that so much. Okay, last question before we do our fun rounds of question. What would you say to someone who's stuck where you were before and like maybe thinking about like, okay, I got to try something new, but it feels super, super scary?
That's a good question. I would say, and I mean, I was definitely there, right? So I fully understand the feeling, first of all, acknowledging, you know, I'm so acknowledging that, that feeling of being worried and not too sure, you know, if you want to make that leap. And I would say that it is absolutely worth it. You know, like this journey to where I am now has been one of the hardest, but also one of the most rewarding and most important things I've ever done in my life. And that is 100% the truth. I think a lot in this journey is uncomfortable and goes against what you think you know. But if you surround yourself with people who are like-minded in the sense that they're, you know, compassionate and they want, you know, what's best for you and your body, like Maddie Piad and her wonderful team, that you are well supported and you just have to trust it and you just have to trust the process. And as much as that's uncomfortable, you are so worth it. You know, like you deserve to feel better and you deserve to feel happiness and you deserve to have a really great relationship with food and with your body. and that's it, right? Like you just deserve it. So as much as it's uncomfortable, you know what the other path, where that other path leads you, right? You've probably done it. If you're anything like me, you've probably done it like hundreds of times. So you know where that path leads. Take the other path and see where it brings you. I was really surprised. You know, I would not have imagined, I would not have guessed that this is where my headspace would be. And this is what my relationship with food and my body would be like now. You know, I would have never been able to predict that. So just take the other path, like make that leap, and you'll be well supported and you so deserve it.
I love that. I love the like worthiness and deserving piece of like, man, we all deserve to just live without feeling so stuck in our body and with food and like feeling so crappy.
Absolutely.
100%. Thank you so much for sharing your story. I feel like many people will be able to relate to you. And like, this was, first of all, you're an amazing storyteller. I feel like this was wonderful. You are wonderful. And I really appreciate your time sharing with the world.
Well, I'm so happy to be here and have been able to share. And if it helps just one person kind of take that, you know, leap to feeling better and, you know, helping themselves and beginning their own journey, then it's like all worth it. I'm so happy to help and have other people meet me on the other side, you know, yeah. Of this.
Yeah, on our own anti-diet island.
Yes.
Wonderful. Amazing. Okay, speed round of questions. Mm-hmm. First one, what is your favorite food?
I love potatoes of all kinds. I like fries, mashed potatoes, baked potatoes, scalloped potatoes, you name it. Potatoes are the best. I also love pears. That's like been another exciting, yeah, weird combo, but that's another exciting thing about this whole journey is like finding out foods that you actually really love. And like pears was a surprise there. I never ate pears before, but now I love that.
You're like, ooh, I love that. Like it's potatoes and pears. Like
and pears.
Versatile foods.
Yes.
If you could have one superpower, what would it be?
Oh, definitely like teleportation, like being able to like snap my fingers and just, you know, go to anywhere I want to go in the world. And then, you know, also then like snap my fingers and be back and be able to like sleep in my own bed.
Yeah. Yeah. That's you could literally like live somewhere else and then always
for a little back. Bit. Yeah.
That's awesome. I like that. What is your favorite way to self-care?
I have recently been really, really enjoying walks with my partner. the weather. I live for this like spring, a little bit warmer weather. So that's by far my favorite thing.
I love that. And it's connection time, which is awesome. Mm-hmm. And then the last question for you, because this is the Balanced Dietitian podcast, what does balance mean to you?
I think balance means, for me anyway, in this mindset, is really all about trusting your body and listening to it because it knows what to do. So if you listen to your body and you listen to its cues, then you will inevitably find balance, because I think your body just like strives to be in balance. So if you let it kind of be in the driver's seat, you're good. You'll find it.
I love that. Balance is trusting your body to do its thing. Love that so much. Again, thank you so much for being here. You are so wonderful. I feel super honored to have been part of your journey. And yeah, I just appreciate you so much.
I appreciate you. Thank you for this. This is great.
Wasn't Jessica just amazing? I absolutely adore her, and I'm sure that this story has inspired you, as it does me. It's not an easy task to move away from diet culture and to recover from diet culture. And this is just such a great example that it is possible and you can do it too. If you are ready, if you're wanting to connect and to see if the program is for you, I would be so happy to jump on a connection call with you over the weekend and next few days to see if this is the right fit for you. I want to be sure that you feel confident about this leap, even if it's scary. You know, like, we doing something different is unfamiliar, uncomfortable, and sometimes really, really scary. And also, you can do hard and scary things. So if you are thinking that you are ready and you are thinking that, you know what, I know what diet culture has in store for me. I know what happens if I go on another diet. You know, maybe part of you is telling you like, oh, but this diet is going to be different. I know deep down, you know, it's all the same. I'll be really happy to connect with you to see if the program's a good fit. All right, my friends, thank you so much for listening to this podcast. I hope it inspired you to also ditch the diets and reconnect to yourself. I'll catch you in the next episode.